And hello again, everybody, and welcome to Bear's Best Golf Course here in Suwanee, Georgia, here on Business Radio X. It's Mike Salmon with you, and we are broadcasting live from the inaugural Partnership Against Domestic Violence Tee Up to End Domestic Violence Golf Tournament. The golfers are still out on the course, but they also had a ladies' clinic, which wrapped up about an hour ago, and a lot of the ladies just finishing up lunch and having a great time as well. And we're joined by Carrie Heron. And Carrie, you're the CFO for the organization? Okay, I'm glad I got that right. And you're also part of CAB Incorporated, which is one of the sponsors of this event.
I am. So I'm going to fix that just a little. I'm the CFO of CAB Incorporated.
Okay.
We are a supply chain logistics company. We are in the industrial steel industry, doing commercial and industrial steel products for our customers here in the U.S. And I am chair of the Gwinnett Fund Development Committee. And it's our committee who's putting on this Tee Up for Domestic Violence golf outing.
All right. Well, let me ask you, how has it gone so far from where you sit? Have you been very happy with what you've seen?
I am thrilled. So as we've said twice now, let's say it again, our inaugural golf outing. We had 87 golfers come this morning. Some bright-eyed and bushy-tail, some less so. But we had coffee and just had a great gathering in the morning, a lot of good networking going on, loaded them up with snacks, water bottles, took the great pictures and everything so they could remember this wonderful event, and sent them off to play 18 holes. So we're doing a best ball scramble tournament with all these wonderful golfers. And we also had a beginner's clinic. You mentioned that. So inside of that, we've got our tournament golfers out playing, and we had about an hour or so after they left to play their game, we had some beginners show up, and we've done a beginner's clinic. That was great, working on the long game, the short game, and I have a feeling that some of those beginners are going to come back here and become some avid golfers.
We've turned them into golfers.
Yep.
We want to remind everybody that our live cut-ins today are brought to you by Buffington Burns Electric, and we'll talk more about them this afternoon. Amanda Peerch is also here as well. I know you want to jump in as well and talk to Carrie, so I want to make sure our listeners knew that Amanda is also here at the tournament today.
Carrie, I did see you out there practicing your swing, and I did see that you got to participate in the ladies' clinic. Share with our listeners a little bit about your own personal experience with the clinic itself.
Well, it was led by, okay, let me start here. So a pro from Bear's Best came out. Actually, we had two pros helping us out, and just started with the basics, the grip, and let me remember this, posture, grip, and A stands for something.
Attitude?
I don't know. Attitude. It was important. But I do remember the grip, and I actually was able to connect with the ball a couple times. So I feel like we had some really good coaching from our PGA pros.
The pros. Well, you looked like a pro.
Yeah, thanks. Mm-hmm. But they allowed us to and encouraged us, even against when we weren't really into it, hitting the balls, taking swings, a couple swings and misses that I have to say that was going on there too, but that's okay. We made some divots. Mm-hmm. We made some contact with the golf balls and sent a few sailing. So we all had a good time.
That's all you can ask for is to make a little contact with the ball.
That's right.
And
that's
then we enjoyed, and thank you for sharing, we enjoyed a beautiful barbecue lunch here at Bear's Best. And I just have to say really quickly, it's so exciting to be back out in a public place and be able to eat a catered meal amongst friends after the year that we had.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, hopefully we as a nation and across the world are turning a corner on this pandemic. But at least for this time, you know, we are practicing safe distancing. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're at an outdoor event, but it was wonderful to be able to be together and talk and share.
You've given your time. Your company, CAB Incorporated, has been a part of this event. And you and your husband, I think, also are giving back to as well. Do you want to promote your husband's company?
Yeah, so...
And all the other sponsors, too.
Sure. So Chris is with Buffington Burns Electric. And,
nice.
And they are huge supporters of events in the community. They have got a strong sense of corporate citizenship, and we're happy to help with our event here today. And Chris is out on the course, and I have some ice packs at home waiting for him tonight.
And you mentioned Advil earlier, too.
God, yeah, I have made a promise to anyone who needs it that I have Advil. So,
and for our listeners that might not have heard of Buffington Burns, they can visit buffingtonburns.com to learn more about that electric company.
Yeah, yep. Commercial, industrial. They work in just about every industry. They've been in Metro Atlanta for a long time, and a great firm.
I see some familiar logos here on the partnership and the sponsorship. I'm going to give some shout outs if you don't mind.
Yeah, please.
We've got our dear friends at the Community Foundation for Northeast Georgia. Mr. Randy Redner over there.
Yeah.
Shout out to them.
He's out today playing, I
Is
think.
Is he? Well, we'll have to get a word from him when he comes back in. Holy Cross Cathedral, Metro Waterproofing Incorporated, of course, CAB, MST, Epic Insurance Brokers, PNC Bank, and many more.
Yeah. Our presenting sponsor is Northside Hospital. And Northside is just a wonderful supporter of our organization. They're just a huge part of what PADV does in the community. It's a great partnership that we have with Northside, and we just appreciate them so very much.
Has everything gone as smoothly as it appears from our eyes? It looks like there's been very few hiccups, and which is rare. This is the first time you guys have ever done this.
That's so nice of you to say. You know, we will be having a meeting next week to go over what went well and what we could do better next year, because we will do this again, because it has gone so well. I think you had a keen eye, and it went well. I think the most crazy thing that happened this morning was four more golfers wanted to come and show up last minute. And you know what? We got them out there.
Foursome.
Yeah.
We got them out there, so no problem. But yeah, it's gone fairly smoothly. We had two women on our committee, Sue Wyatt and Alyssa Ensley, who are both golfers, mm-hmm. and they have participated in a lot of tournaments. And they stepped forward and took the lead on organizing this event. And then we've got about six others on the committee who we've got more, but you know, all of us have other jobs and other obligations. So about six of us were able to pull together and do the things that needed to be done. Bears Best was wonderful. Mm-hmm. And then we've got some members of PAD staff who also just, we couldn't do it without them. Nordine Bartley and
we actually heard
Jeff.
From Sue earlier. Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget about the man above, because the weather turned out fine. There's some rain in the area, but it's been gorgeous here.
The man above makes it all happen. That's for sure.
So I know you're very, very pleased. And we have kept you longer than the 5 minutes that you had. I know you've got a lot to do. So thank you for allowing us to keep you for a little longer.
Thank you. Well, thank you
Congratulations.
Both for being here. We just really appreciate it and so glad that you are here.
Yeah, thanks for letting Business Radio X be a part of it. And congratulations. And we're glad to be able, you know, we had you in a few weeks ago to talk about what was going on.
Yeah.
And we're so glad to see it come together and come to fruition.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Mike.
Thank you
Thanks,
so
Amanda.
Much. Carrie Herron joining us as we are again at the first annual Partnership Against Domestic Violence, Tee Up to End Domestic Violence. And our live cut-ins today from Bears Best Atlanta brought to you by Buffington Burns Electric. Use them for your commercial or industrial electrical needs. Their phone number, 770-922-8098, and the website, buffingtonburns.com. We'll have more cut-ins all afternoon right here on Business Radio X.